This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The World Federation of Exchanges announced that CBOE Chairman, President, and CEO Ed Tilley will serve as its next chairman for a two-year term. Tilley previously served as vice chairman from 2018 to 2021. Congratulations to Mr. Tilley on his election. Former CFTC Chairman J. Christopher Giancarlo, now Chairman Emeritus of the CFTC, I missed the memo on this one, announced that his new book, Crypto Dad, The Fight for the Future of Money, is to be released in early October by John Wiley & Sons. It is available for pre-order on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. The foreword is by Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss, the twin brothers who hired Mark Zuckerberg to create what became Facebook and later launched Gemini, the cryptocurrency exchange. Giancarlo is not the only former CFTC commissioner getting in on the crypto world. Newly former CFTC commissioner Brian Quintenz announced he is joining the Silicon Valley venture capital firm Andreessen Horowitz, known as @A16Z, as an advisory partner on the cryptocurrency team. Andreessen Horowitz invests in seed to late stage technology companies across the consumer, enterprise, bio, healthcare, crypto, and fintech sectors. Their crypto funds have $3.1 billion under management. Coinbase has a post on their blog by their chief legal officer, Paul Gruhl, titled, "The SEC has told us it wants to sue us over Lend. We don't know why." I am sure Coinbase will figure it out when they get the lawsuit, or they can read this story from MarketWatch by Mark DeCambre. FTX is on a rampage to make their brand a household name. Their latest sports sponsorship deal is with the American football star Tom Brady and his wife, the model Gisele Bündchen, who will be featured in a $20 million campaign for the cryptocurrency exchange. They also did a deal with Major League Baseball to have their logo on MLB umpires' uniforms, among a list of sports-related sponsorship deals. John Dextrahy of Quartz has a story titled, "How to Tell the Crypto Hype from the Crypto Reality. If it was only that easy." His next piece should be titled, "How to Tell When Women Are Not Really Into You." Our friends at FEAST, the Federation of Euro-Asian Stock Exchanges, will hold a Jordanian and Palestinian capital markets webinar on September 15th at 1400 Yerevan time, that's GMT plus 4 or 5 a.m. Central Daylight Time. The event features representatives of the stock exchanges and depository who will introduce their capital markets and information about the country and how to invest. The presentation will be followed by a Q&A. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. The team of the week for the Wall Street Rides Far event is IEX Group. Here is what WSRF had to say about IEX. Team of the week, Team IEX Group, thinking big and doing good for good causes that matter. For the team at IEX Group, a financial technology company and national stock exchange operator, giving back is a key priority. The firm is keen to make a positive impact both in markets and in society by contributing its passions and its resources to causes that matter, including the Autism Science Foundation, which supports critical research to help people with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, to live healthy, full, and successful lives. To sponsor the IEX Group ride, click on a link in today's newsletter. Memex shared on Twitter that they have traded an all-time high of 4% of the U.S. equity market share yesterday. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the press release from the World Federation of Exchanges. CBOE Global Markets' Ed Tilley to serve as chairman of the World Federation of Exchanges. CBOE Chairman, President, and CEO Ed Tilley will serve two-year term as chairman of the WFE, the Global Industry Group for Exchanges and Clearinghouses. Tilley will guide WFE's board and 250-member organizations to advance WFE's mission to support and promote the development of fair, transparent, stable, and efficient markets around the world. Previously served as vice chairman of WFE from 2018 to 2021. CBOE Global Markets Inc., a leading provider of global market infrastructure and tradable products today, announced that its chairman, president, and CEO, Ed Tilley, has been appointed chairman of the World Federation of Exchanges, the global industry group for exchanges and clearinghouses, CCPs, around the world. Mr. Tilley was previously vice chairman of the WFE from 2018 to 2021 and began serving a two-year term as chairman of the WFE on September 9th. My comment, Tilley follows in the footsteps of his mentor, Bill Brodsky, who also served as the chairman of the WFE. Here's a story from FIA Market Voice. EEX partnership fosters hedging of renewable energy risk. Packed with Swiss startup Pexapark focuses on power futures. The global shift to renewable power is spurring the creation of new infrastructure, and not just wind farms, solar plants, battery storage, and transmission lines. Financial tools are also playing a role by helping buyers and sellers of renewable energy manage their price risk. One example is a recently announced alliance between the European Energy Exchange, Europe's leading wholesale power market, and Pexapark, a software and advisory company based in Zurich that specializes in working with the renewables industry. Look out for the Swiss and Germans working together. All they ever do is change the world, is my comment. Here's another story from FIA Market Voice. Marex pledges to help more clients to sustainable commodities. Broker leverages its position in commodity sector to promote global environmental change. Marex, a global broker that puts on trades and derivatives hedges for commodity producers and consumers, has pledged to help its clients move to more sustainable commodities. The UK-based firm also aims to make its own operations carbon neutral by 2022. In its first ever environmental, social, and governance report published this summer, Marex said it was building on policies set in place during 2020 to focus on ESG issues and support a green transition across its core traded commodities. My comment, the goal of promoting global environmental change is not a small one, but you have to have a big goal to change the world. Here's a press release from Andreessen Horowitz. Brian Quintenz, crypto is at a crossroads with innovation in the space accelerating so quickly and incredible new projects being launched every day. More and more leaders across business, finance, and government are starting to acknowledge our view that the future of the internet will be driven by crypto technology. It's no wonder then, as we witness the infrastructure bill, it never has been more important for the crypto community to engage in productive dialogue with regulators and policymakers. My comment, Brian Quintenz is turning his experience leading the CFTC's TAC committee into tic-tac-toe. Here's a market report from NYSE. Market making an NYSE DMM difference. Market makers play a key function in markets, committing capital to bridge timing differences between buyers and sellers. With the industry debating underlying market structure tenets such as tick sizes, there has been renewed focus on different types of market making activity. NYSE Research has produced a white paper examining market making in U.S. cash equities and highlighting the value of the NYSE designated market maker model compared to other U.S. equity market making models. My comment, disclosure, Steve Poser is a friend and a former brokerage client of mine, and a very smart guy. Here are the top stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our most read story on Wednesday was by far the Wall Street Journal's A 9/11 Split Second decisions by employees at ICAP affected the rest of their lives. It is heartbreaking. Second was Interactive Brokers issues statement on patent trial verdict from Valdosta Daily Times. Third was Bloomberg's Coinbase gets Wells notice from the SEC on Len product. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.